Welcome to the Equipping the Saints podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. Here is this week's teaching.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Equipping the Saints. It's been a few months since we've done any teaching, since we've had a podcast and we've done anything. But we're back and we're going to continuously be back for more and more of these teachings. I appreciate everybody listening to our last episode, the part two of our series, Unbelief and Its Consequences, as we dive in deeper and deeper into the book of Romans. And I would like everybody to also pray for our family. We're actually expecting another addition to our family. We should be having another one come January. So we're going to find out the gender here soon. So if everybody could be in prayer for us as we go through that. And also in our another church planting phase, we're looking at planting another church here in Augusta, Georgia, and hosting Bible studies leading up to actual planting a church. So we're in the beginning phases of that, just trying to get all of our ducks in a row and everything put together as we go through that journey again of planting another church here for God's glory. So we're going to lead off here in Romans chapter 1, verses 23 is where we're going to be in. 22 is where we left off the last part of our journey here through Romans. And so I'm just going to read a couple of verses and then we're going to dive into it. In verse 23 of the first chapter of Romans, God's word says, "And exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the likeness of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen." You're just kind of cutting it there as Paul discusses in Romans. He does amen and then he continues on the letter. It's just kind of cutting it a little short there. But starting off in verse 23. We read that he says, "Exchange the glory for an image. See, they substituted the worship of idols for the worship of the true God." Many historians report that many ancient cultures did not originally have idols, but this culture did have idols. And so he discussed that he exchanged the glory for the incorruptible God for an image in the form of the corruptible man. We continue to read on there inside Romans, basically talking about idolatry. I preached this on this past Sunday. I preached at Highview Baptist Church in Stockbridge, and we talked about idolatry and what it means and how we are corrupted by idolatry. And I think we're still corrupted to this day with a major form of idolatry, is that we put things in front of God inside of our lives. And so here he's talking about he exchanges the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man. He's talking about he exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God. He exchanged the glory, the idolatry of what's going on in today's world, for ultimately a glorious God. And it's at that time, idolatry was in Rome was very, very significant. The earliest biblical record of idolatry was among Abram's family. So it's going all the way back into the early Old Testament. And the first commandment pretty much is against idolatry. It's against idolatry. The first commandment states that. And so it's this verse is continuing on from verse 22 where they talk about they were professing to be wise, but they became fools. The people were professing that they were they had it all together, but come to find out, as idolatry exchanged this into them being complete fools. And so, continuing on in verse 24, this is, therefore God gave them over in lust in their hearts to impurity. God pretty much allowed them in their hearts to lust and to go through impurity. Sometimes you got to understand that sometimes God allows us to go through these difficult times for us to come out and ultimately give him his all of his glory that is needed. And that's what he did with the people of Rome. Paul says that the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. That their bodies would be dishonored. And so let's see what that means. It's pretty much the downward spiral of wrath of abandonment in the life of man when God abandons them. We learn that in this fine doctrine of election, that when God abandons the salvation of a man, they're going to go through a downward spiral. And they're going to look and live in a life ultimately dishonoring God. They're going to live in a life that cannot glorify God, because they're not, it's not that they're willing to not do so. They are unable to do so. There's nothing that they can do to honor God. In our sinful hearts, even from birth, we are not able to dishonor him. I mean, to honor him. We are made to dishonor him. And so, verse 24, we're talking about the sinful nature of ultimately these people in Rome, talking about these sinful deeds that they do, and their hearts are ultimately wicked among all things. See, Paul here shows an essence of the expression going on in the later verses of this chapter, and the extent of man's sinfulness. We're seeing the extent of the complete sinfulness heart of a man. Like I stated earlier, that there's nothing ultimately in our hearts that we can do to glorify God until we're made new, until we have full-blown righteousness to allow us to ultimately give God all the glory and to be made new because of the blood of Christ. And so in verse 24, he's talking about the lusts of the hearts to impurity. The lust of all kinds of sin that our hearts are capable of doing so. Nobody is perfect. And nobody, the Bible says that you must be born again. You must be born again, that you must be saved and born again to be made into a new creature. Because if we live in that old creature, we're going to continue to sin. And the people here were continuously sinning to the point to where they couldn't do anything to glorify God. They were not capable of doing so. And the people of Rome were a lot different than the people in Corinth and in the people that they're discussing in Galatians, is because there were so many things going on in Rome at this time. Such as men had plural wives. They believed in polygamy. They believed in prostitution. There was so much prostitution going on. There was just a lot of sin. There was a lot of things that were surrounding the church at that point. That why Paul had to discuss this sinful nature of man inside this letter to these Romans. And so that's in verse 24, that's what they're discussing. They're discussing the lustful heart. In verse 23, they're talking about idolatry and how ultimately that the likeness of corrupted man, we see corruption. Corruption is listed inside there. Corruption is ultimately the corrupted heart. It's the heart being corrupted. So in verse 25, we read, "For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. And now I want us to see this in verse 25. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. So they knew the truth. They knew what the truth was. They ultimately wanted to understand and they wanted to believe the lie. They wanted to, which is ultimately a denial of God's existence and his right to be obeyed and glorified. That ultimately they knew what the truth was because they had, the people in Rome had the earlier scriptures to understand. They had the earlier scriptures to go over, but they wanted to disobey it. They wanted to disobey it for a lie. And they'd rather serve the creature than the creator. They'd rather idol man. They'd rather idol things in their life than the creator. The creator here, ultimately, we know is God. God created the earth from the beginning of time. Created all the animals that live, all the men that are made, all the women that are made. He is the creator of the entire universe. Created the skies, created the dark and the light. He is the same creator. And so here, we rather serve the creature. How often are we doing that today when we talk about God's word and how relevant it is to today's world that we serve our creature. We serve the world instead of serving the creator. You may ask, well, how do you serve the creator? Well, it's living with the likeness of Christ. It's living to obey him. It's living to glorify him, the ultimate creator. And Rome needed that reassurance. Paul clearly states it here, that they needed that reassurance to serve the Creator. And notice at the end of the verse too, he says, who is blessed forever? The Creator, who is blessed forever. The only true blessings you're going to get is out of God. Understand that the things that you receive in this world will never, ever bless you the way our true God can bless us. That there's nothing else that is capable of doing so that will give us the true joy that we need in our lives other than our Creator. See, a lot of times we like to think that worldly pleasures can make us complete, that worldly pleasures allow us to be ultimately happy and not only ultimately happy, but for us to be complete. And that's not the case. Worldly pleasures only allow us to be happy for a time period, for only a small amount of time. Understand the amount of time that we have on this earth. It's so minimal. And so even having all the things in the world, having big fancy houses, big fancy cars, or anything like that can give us happiness for a shorter period of time. Well, understand that our Creator, just like we read here in verse 25, was blessed forever, ultimately gives us complete happiness for the rest of our lives and the rest of our eternal life. Because when we're in heaven, we're not going to equal up to our goods, to the things that we've had in this life. Because we're going to be in awe of the presence of the Lord. So I want us to understand this as we hear this, that it's not about our creature. It's not about our world. It's about our Creator. And it's about a sovereign God that deserves all the glory and all of the honor. And in the end of this verse, verse 25, he says, amen. That clearly he's speaking that idolatry that we are to say, stay away from. Stop serving our own hearts and our own joys and start serving our Creator, the Sovereign One of all time. It's miraculous, the pieces of knowledge that you can get out of these scriptures. And I encourage everybody to read through the scriptures as we study these every single week. But moving forward, understand that this world is minimal, that our eternal life is truly what matters. That's to live glorifying God in every single day of our lives, no matter what we do, no matter who we may run across. We're going to continue this journey in Romans here next week as we dive into verses 26, 27, and 28. So I would like, well, mainly verses 26 and 27. So I would like everybody to read ahead next week as we continue this walk in Romans. And Romans is not an easy letter to dissect, to exposit. So it's going to take us some time to get through Romans. It may take a long time, but we're going to slowly go through this wonderful letter from Paul. And just take into account how glorious our God is and how sovereign He is in His nature. I would like for us to dwell on that this week and to understand that the denial of God's existence is the complete opposite of what we should be doing, that we are to obey Him and to ultimately honor Him as we go through our lives, as we go through our everyday grind of this life. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, tonight we come to You with pure honor, that You deserve all the glory and all the praise, that we know we don't put anything in front of You, that no matter what it is in our lives, that You control it all, that You are the Sovereign One. That we are to stay away from idols of this world, idols of this world that ultimately bring dishonor to You, because You are in control. Father, we know that we do this on a daily basis, that we like to put things in front of You, that we idolize. We know they all don't equal up to You, and that You're glorified, that we give You all the praise and all the honor every single day of our lives. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening, for checking this out, a new episode of Equipping the Saints. We love for you to join us next week. Make sure you subscribe. We'd love so that every time we release a new episode, you can go ahead and get it and listen to it. So if you would like more information about us, you can find us on Facebook, Equipping the Saints Podcast, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you and be blessed.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our podcast and listen to the weekly teaching.